Now, have you ever heard of the Microsoft Excel World Competition? Well, an Irishman has been crowned the champion. The king of spreadsheets, Dermot Early, who was born in Galway and educated in University College Cork, beat 23 other competitors in the finals to take the title in Las Vegas and the $5,000 prize. The event has been described as a form of spreadsheet speedrunning, and it's a test of Excel skills through a series of complex challenges. He's been telling us about the event.
I mean, it's basically a problem-solving competition through Excel. It's kind of like a, you know, computer coding contest, but just all through spreadsheets. And I guess I've always been a spreadsheet guy in my work. So one of my workmates told me about the original version of this years ago and said, hey, this seems like it might be up your street. And I've been doing it ever since.
And there is obviously a lot of problem solvers who are keen to partake in it. There is quite a journey, I understand, to get to the final. And there was multiple stages that you actually had to get through.
I mean, it's honestly very complex now. But there's a whole rabbit warren of different qualification paths. So there are like preliminary rounds during the year and then a big kind of knockout bracket to get different spots in Vegas. It's been a whole year journey.
And can you explain to us exactly, I suppose, what that puzzles and problem solving under pressure, the tasks that you had to do to get to that final in Las Vegas?
The challenges are usually like a half hour of kind of various levels building up, like starting from something very simple and then building up to something quite complex. So like, say, for example, one of the past cases was about scoring poker hands. So, you know, a first level might be something like how many twos are in this hand or how many kings are in this hand, and you have to answer it for a whole bunch of different hands, and then it'll gradually build up to, you know, what's the winning hand among all these cards or something like that, where you have to piece a whole lot of different things together.
So is there a strategy involved, or what skills would you say are needed to win in these cases?
There's definitely an element of strategy, yeah. It depends a bit. Like, sometimes the strategy is just figuring out what you can plausibly get done in the time, because often the cases are just harder than you're going to be able to finish. And sometimes it's more about, you know, like I said, the levels tend to build on each other. So sometimes it's more about figuring out, okay, can I build something now in one go that will solve a whole bunch of these levels at once, because they're just gradually becoming more general. And so sometimes you can, you know, take a whole lot of it out at once if you just aim bigger. But then sometimes if you aim too big, you get nothing finished by the end of the 30 minutes and you lose. So there's always a balancing act there.
Indeed. And then the grand final that you made your way to in Vegas last week, you ultimately won, winning $5,000, I understand. What was it like to be part of that event?
It was great. It was super fun, but it's very high pressure. Like, the finals take place in an arena with hundreds of people like watching and shouting, and with commentators, you know, calling the plays. And as an extra twist, they boot out whoever's in last place every 5 minutes for most of the thing. So you're kind of constantly watching your back. Like that thing I said about, oh, maybe I'll build something general that will solve a bunch of, you never get to do that in the final, because it's always kind of survival mode. I got to get through the next level. I got to get some points. I got to get some points. I got to get some points.
It certainly sounds like survival and coping well under pressure, which you obviously are well able for, because you are now the Excel world champion. So Dermot, I guess what is next for you? Are there other competitions you're going to set your sights on?
this is the big one for me. There is another Excel competition that's more kind of the world of finance. It's kind of more like doing the things that you would do at work and kind of domain specific. I've won that one a couple of times before. So this was the last hurdle for me. But I'm sure I'll come back and try it again next year, because it was a lot of fun.
And he may just inspire others to test their skills in this competition. That was Dermot Early speaking to me earlier about becoming the Microsoft Excel World Champion. We'll take the news headlines now with Sharon.